This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Hey, this is Mike.
This is Phil.
I'm Andrew.
And I'm Toby.
We're Human Nature.
And you're listening to Joy 94.9. Become a Joy member this radiothon. Call 1300-JOY-949 or sign up online at joy.org.au.
Thanks, guys. A lot of you guys from Human Nature were in this Joy Studios all late last year, and they actually sang us Happy Birthday live a cappella in the Joy Studios. So amazing. Love those guys. Keep your support coming. I love your support here this morning. 1300-JOY-949. You can sign up online at joy.org.au. Now, Mr. Gay World Australia 2015 has just come back from South Africa, where he competed in the Mr. Gay World competition. And Jed is very, very proud as well. Mr. Scott Fletcher, welcome back to Joy.
Oh, hi, Leo.
How are you, doll?
Yeah, really good, thanks.
The accent, first of all. You're not Australian, you're like me.
Yeah.
You're an imposter.
That's right.
You're from New Zealand, from Wellington.
That's right. Well, actually originally from Palmerston North, but no one knows where that is, and I'm a bit reluctant to generally tell people where that is.
Yeah.
So we just say Wellington, yeah.
And so I guess, when did you decide to move to Melbourne and why?
Well, actually, it's a bit of a long story. It was 2.5 years ago, and I did actually move here for someone.
Oh.
Yeah, I know, right? That didn't work out.
Nice.
But, yeah, look, I love Melbourne. It's the best place. I used to come on holiday here all the time, probably for the last 10 years. So it was my first port of call.
What do you love most about Melbourne?
How friendly it is. It's actually really amazing. It's got such a good vibe. It's just, you can walk down the street, everyone's polite, everyone's friendly, no one will barge you on the street.
Yeah.
It's great. It's also not too hot, because I like the cooler climate.
Do you? Yeah, because at the moment I feel really cold, and, you know, just my feet get cold.
Oh, yeah. Oh, mine too.
Yeah, I hate that.
That's why I have a cat.
What do you miss most about New Zealand?
What do I miss most about New Zealand?
Food.
Yeah, definitely. Good coffee.
Do you know what? Are you a vegetarian?
No, I'm not.
Okay, yeah, that's good.
I ate a lot of meat.
Right, good.
Can you not tell?
I know, right? You're like a brick. But anyway, that's fine. But yeah, the meat in New Zealand is much better than Australia. If you go to New Zealand, they have got beef and lamb. It just tastes so much better, isn't it?
Yeah, well, it's not grown in the desert, pretty much. There's lots of water and there's lots of green grass back home.
And obviously, moving to Melbourne, you obviously need to discover, I guess, the gay and lesbian community. And was it hard sort of discovering who's who and making friends and making contacts and stuff?
Kyle, not really. So when I first, like I say, I used to come on holiday here a lot. So I had a lot of friends that moved from Wellington to Melbourne originally. So, and then I got to know all of those friends. And some of those people I'm still in touch with today. So I've had those friends living in Melbourne for 10 years. So, but in that time, yeah, look, I've made some amazing friends like yourself, like some of the other guys here at Joy, you know. I've made some really lifelong friends, so Melbourne's definitely home for me now.
Because your day job, aside from being Mr. Gay World Australia for 2015, and you've been a bit of modelling as well, don't you?
I haven't for a long time.
But you did in the past?
Yeah, no, I have in the past.
Wouldn't think so, but anyway, you know what? But your day job is a computer hacker.
Yeah, that's right. So, well, I say
and
computer
you get paid
hacker.
For it.
That's right. So I get paid for it and I don't actually go to jail when things break. Yeah, so I say computer hacker colloquially just because people don't understand when you say IT security consultant, they have no idea what you do for a job. So, yeah, break into computer systems proactively to help organisations find
Keep
holes
them
and fix them. Yeah. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, fantastic. And I was looking on your socials, and you love motorbikes.
I do love motorbikes. Anything that goes fast.
Really?
Yeah, I'm a bit of a speed demon. I have been since I was a kid. So,
do you own a bike?
I do own a motorbike.
Ride here this morning?
No, I didn't ride here this morning. Okay. It was a bit cold. I had to go to Pilates first, and then I caught the train.
Excuse me.
Yeah, sorry. I normally ride it, but it's been a bit cold.
A bit chilly.
Yeah, even with the leathers, it's still a bit cold in the mornings.
You mentioned Pilates then, because obviously, and let's face it, you're fit as hell. You go to the gym and stuff. I mean, the whole gay community loves fitness and stuff, and I can't really relate to that myself, but I go sometimes. I mean, some weeks I go maybe twice a week, then I go none for like 2 weeks, and then once, and I'm really inconsistent. So I guess, do you have any advice for me, Scott, that I can, you know, because I find it really boring, to be honest with you. Like, I find weights really boring. Cardio is all right, but I find weights really boring. So what's the best tip if you're at the gym and you've sort of, it's too cold, you'd rather be in bed than at the gym?
Oh, it happens. It happens. Right? It happens to everyone, including me. I don't know. I would say mix it up. If you don't find weights enjoyable, find stuff that you do like to do. So I, when I was younger, I actually swam competitively.
Okay.
I don't swim a lot anymore because the noise just got to me. So I don't do it. I also did taekwondo for 4.5 years growing up. So yeah, it's just a matter of finding the thing that you enjoy doing. So, or playing squash or whatever it is. I love going to lift weights. I get a lot of enjoyment out of it. But yeah, trust me. Don't worry. We all have those days where we stay in bed.
I just can't do it. Yeah, anyway. We're going to play a song, and in the break, I'm going to take a picture of you outside because we're going to get people to donate some money and to start as members. Strip for Scott. That's what it's called. So if you want to see Scott strip in the Joy Studios this morning, if you are online, I'm just going to post a little montage picture on Twitter. And I'm not supposed to do this, but I'm actually going to retweet from Joy's page because our Twitter lady, the lovely Katie, gets a bit peeved at me if I do that. But it's for a good cause, Katie, I promise. So I'm actually going to retweet what I've just tweeted on my Twitter page. So if you go to Joy, I've just retweeted Scott's little montage of pictures there. So you've got Scott topless, you've got Scott with a shirt on, which, let's face it, it's better off.
Oh, thanks.
you know what I mean, doll. But if you want to see Scott strip in the Joy Studios, we want your memberships, all right? So you must sign up, become a member, make a donation, call 1-300-JOY-949, or you can go to the website joy.org.au. Start up becoming a member, and depending on how much you get, Scott, is how much you're going to remove.
Well, I did agree to that, didn't I?
You did agree to that. So
you're going to make me stick to it now, aren't you?
You better. So that's your poison, I guess. This is a bad segue, but Rita Ora, poison, coming up on Joy. Now, my special guest is Scott Fletcher. He is Mr. Gay World Australia 2015, live in the Joy Studios this morning. And Scott is going to strip for your cash this morning. Strip for cash. We'll get Scott stripping in no time at this rate.
I'm glad you've got the heaters on this morning.
Now, Mr. Gay World Australia, obviously you won for Australia this year. Mm-hmm. What was the audition process like doing it? And when did you decide to do it? Or did the fans go, oh, Scott can do that?
Yeah, so it was a bit of the latter. So in Australia, it's a little bit different to other countries. Every country has their own local producer, and the producers basically run the competition locally and then they send them to the international competition. So in Australia, it's a little bit different. I think it's around some legal reasons and stuff. I'm not entirely sure. But obviously, there isn't actually a local competition. So it goes out to who basically they think would be good representative for the community, and put the best foot forward. And so I was kind of a little bit taken back when I got the call that my name had actually been put forward, and I jumped at the chance, thought it'd be a great opportunity.
And I guess going through that whole process, what was it like? Was it the normal, like, Miss Universe type thing? Was there, like, you know, a swimsuit section, suit section, you know, a little speech? I love world peace.
Oh, trust me. All my friends wanted me to get out the world peace, but we were told explicitly not to say that.
Right.
So there are a whole lot of different aspects to it. So there is a part that's based on what you look like, but they do also test you on basically your gay rights, gay history.
Yeah.
There is a community outreach aspect. So we went and visited the Paula Whitney creche in basically what we'd call shanty towns. And that was quite heartfelt, actually.
And this is in South Africa, because you went, after you won the title here, you went to South Africa and got involved with the whole competition. And first time in South Africa, What an amazing country.
It is actually quite an amazing country. It's slightly contradictory, though. Like, they have a really inclusive constitution. They've got gay marriage and everything like that. But
which we don't, right?
Well, not yet. I can't wait. Ireland did it. I love how Australia doesn't like the idea of being beaten by Ireland. But, yeah, congratulations to Ireland on that one. I think it's a wonderful thing.
But, I mean, being in the competition, there's obviously yourself. There's all these guys from all over the world. They obviously make friends and stuff. And obviously, there's a few shenanigans going on. Can we say that?
Yeah, you can say there's shenanigans
and
that goes on.
And there's a few hookups going on, no doubt.
Oh, yeah. Well, I told you about that before, didn't I?
Well, yes, you did tell me about that before. And obviously, the winner was Germany.
Mm-hmm. That's
a guy
right.
called Klaus.
Klaus, yep.
Yes, and he won. I mean, to be honest with you, he's nothing much to look at, really. I don't know what they were thinking, Scott.
Oh, look, there are some really stunning guys there, both physically and also mentally. Some of them have really brilliant ideas, both strong-willed people, both in business, but also with a really strong community sense.
Yeah.
And I think, regardless of who won, I know that some of the people that I've made and will retain as friends the rest of my life will do some amazing things, like both the runners-up. So Tommy from Finland and Mass from Hong Kong, who's actually Puerto Rican but lives in Hong Kong.
Oh, cool.
Both amazing guys, both with great ideas. And also think laterally, you know, they don't think, in the same way that other people do. They think outside the square and they come up with unique ways to deal with issues around the gay community. And that was why I was drawn to them. So, you know, I do actually miss them quite a lot.
Yes. Now you're back. Are you a Housewives of Melbourne fan?
I am a Housewives of Melbourne fan.
Right, because she's just arrived. The lovely Lydia has just arrived. Do you want a photograph with Lydia?
I would love a photograph with Lydia.
Yeah, all right. So we're going to play a song where we get some photographs with Lydia. She is coming up next after Scott. Housewives of Melbourne. Lydia from The Real Housewives of Melbourne coming up in about 15 minutes on the Friday morning show. This next guy I actually interviewed, he's actually from The Voice Season 1. And he's also a fellow Kiwi.
Oh, who's that?
And he was in New Zealand Idol, I think. Ben Hazelwood.
Oh, I actually know Ben Hazelwood.
Do you know Ben Hazelwood?
He's from Wellington as well, yeah.
There you go. And Ben's done this amazing song with Marley Koa Hood.
Mm-hmm.
It's a great song. It's a great singer-songwriter from here in Melbourne. This is Ben Hazelwood, Paint Me Black. Enjoy. Friday morning show with Leo and Scott Fletcher. He is Mr. Gay World Australia 2015. And you won the competition this year, Scott, for Australia.
Yeah, that's right.
So what does the perks... Do you get like a car, like a crown or a little tiara?
Unfortunately not. Look, the organisation is non-profit, so it's designed to help promote gay rights. Both in Australia and around the world. So basically what happens is every contestant who goes in with an idea of what they would do if they would win. And so everyone has a bit of a personal project, whether it be a campaign or something that they're trying to do for the community. And that's, having that as a bit of a platform to give yourself some credibility is kind
of good.
Yeah, what the plan is for this year.
Now, I was on your socials before last night, actually, and I thought I should do a bit of research and see what you've been up to, right? And you've got a few tattoos.
I've got a couple, yeah.
Yeah, just a few.
Just a few.
Any meaningful ones that really mean something to you?
So the one on my back, no, it was actually, you know, when you're slightly younger, you go, oh, I really want a tattoo. And so I went in my hometown, actually, the tattoo artist I went to designed me something for my back. It doesn't actually have any meaning, but I really like the design. My arm and my sleeve, and it's another story, though. It's basically my life story. Things I like doing, you know, I've got a wakeboarder in there. I've got a printed circuit board. Used to race jet skis, so there's a jet ski in there, a racing flag, some flames. Some poker cards. I love poker.
Oh, really?
So, it's lots of fun. It's a lot of work and a lot of time. And
have you won a bit of money on poker?
No, I'm not. Liking it and being good at it are two different things. My friends are pretty excellent poker players.
Well, we did a song called, obviously, with Ben Hazelwood called Paint Me Black. Mm-hmm. You're going to a black party this weekend, is that right?
That's right. And Dean Murphy convinced me that I should go. Not that, that I... He doesn't
Dean
really
Murphy
need to convince
is,
me.
Is the queen, I mean, the king of dance parties.
He is in Melbourne, isn't he?
He is. And of course, you're a big dance party fan? Because I'm not really.
No, I can't say I've seen you at one before.
No, I don't.
Yeah, look, I do enjoy them.
I'm not there.
They're fun. Look, I don't enjoy going out every weekend. I just don't. It's called having a cat.
Oh, what's your cat's name?
Diego.
Diego?
Yep. you know, like the saber-toothed tiger from Ice Age. But the funny thing is he couldn't be further from the truth. He's actually, he's the cutest, cuddliest, most friendly thing. He wouldn't hurt a fly.
I want a cat because I live in an apartment, so you can't have one.
Oh, well, I live in an apartment. Mine didn't care.
Oh, okay. Anyway, Vegemite chocolate.
Oh, yeah.
Do you like it?
Well,
you
I did it. I did try it.
I didn't. Actually, wait there. Talk for a minute.
Oh, yeah. You did promise me. You did promise me some chocolates, didn't you, from New Zealand?
We can't say what the name is because we're not allowed to. But I'm going to give you these bars. You can actually choose one that you want.
Oh, wow. All oh, right, so, Whittaker's chocolate. Sorry. My bad.
That's all right. But wow. There's six flavours there, which I brought back. It's a gourmet range from New Zealand. It's brand new. So I thought that you're coming in here. So I thought I'll treat you for a bit of a treat.
I'll take that one.
What have you chosen? What flavour?
Sea salt and caramel brittle.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Fantastic.
You know the way to my heart, Leo, is
well,
the chocolate.
You'll
get
chocolate.
You can get me in any day.
So that bar's for you. Now, I reckon we've had quite a few memberships, Scott.
Yeah.
So we're going to play a song. We're going to come back. I'm going to get Livy to help you to undress in the in reception. And we're going to take a few photographs and we're going to post them on our socials.
Sounds great.
You up for that?
Oh, look, no one ever has to ask me twice to take my clothes off.
You hit it here first, and better you than me. Because I said to you last night, I want people to actually become members and not run a mile. So that's why you're doing it.
But they love listening to you, Leo.
They love listening, but they wouldn't like, trust me. They would not like it. Anyway, thank you so much, Mr. Scott Fletcher, Mr. Gay World Australia 2015, for coming in this morning.
No worries. Thanks, Leo. Thanks for the chocolate.
I know, right?
You're totally going to keep me entertained for today.
All right. So keep those memberships coming in. 1-300-JOY-949 or online at joy.org.au. Sign up, become a member, make a donation. And we'll see Scott strip for cash.
Oh, excellent.
Next, online. If you're following us on social media, obviously on Facebook, well, probably Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, Joy949. And me personally on Twitter and Instagram is Leo Stubbing. And you can see the pictures when I post them up shortly of Scott. All right.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.